the man.
I'm just kidding. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Bryce Meehan with the Off My Chest podcast. I'm one of the hosts of the Off My Chest podcast. These intros every time you're here are amazing. Anyway, sitting across from me is my co-host, Alex Hebert. Say what's up, brother.
What's up, man?
And then we got back by popular demand for his sweet, sweet antics, even though TJ is not here to make fun of. Chris Schweitzer, everybody. What's up, man?
Yanny.
Don't say... You know what? We should just start it about that. This Yanny Laurel thing, I don't know what the hell is wrong with everybody. It is Yanny or Yanny or whatever. Do you hear Laurel? What do you hear?
I hear Laurel.
No way!
Ow,
I'm dead serious.
It starts with a Y.
No, I'm just saying. I go and I listen to it and I hear Laurel. I don't know what to say.
Fucking weird. Man. You take the earplugs out whenever you do this? Or?
No.
No. Of course are you leave them in?
Yeah. I don't get these phenomenons that happen on the internet. And it can only happen with the internet because it would never be as widespread. Like, 1991, people are like, hey, dude, listen to this clip. And they, like, have to rewind it. And, like, you know what I mean? It couldn't happen without being in today's day.
Well, yeah.
Like, the dresses.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you go and look and... I don't get it. I don't get it.
Wait. What color did you think the dress was?
Blue.
Was it brew?
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 That's what I say. Brew. Hey, brew. That's how they speak in South Africa. Hey, brew. Let me see. What was that? Blue? Was it blue gold dress?
I think it was blue gold.
We're like bringing back shit from 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
So this...
There's this thing called the internet, and...
Yeah, I only use it for porn.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that why it was invented? So this...
Looking up
this equipment. Dress, what color does that look to you?
Oh, that's definitely brew.
That's brew? So here's the thing. This is white and gold to me. And you said it's what color?
Blue.
That's blue and black.
Okay, you're definitely fucking wrong.
No, blue and black.
No.
Yes.
Are you colorblind?
No, this was the argument. So the argument was that this is white and gold or black and blue.
It's black and blue.
It is white and gold.
That's brew.
Nope. So anyways, here's the thing. This could never exist without, I guess it could have been one of those old creepy chain emails.
Yeah.
You know, like, send this to 10 people or you're going to die tomorrow. Yeah. Remember how, I used to get those all the time from friends.
Like a decade ago? Yep.
Yeah. I don't get the phenomenon, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
What else are we on? What have you been doing this weekend? Anything fun? Casino.
Yeah. Went to the boat. That was fun.
And you won.
Yeah, I did.
But you were down. You were straight down.
I was. I went took $175 with me, thinking like I'll just play 100. I'll be fine. Got up a little bit and then was going and looking. And I saw an empty table, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go sit down. I look. It's $100.
Yep.
To play. And I look. And
No. But you're missing. You sat down, and you won some.
Yeah.
And then you were ahead. And then you thought, I'm going to go do this $100 bet.
Fuck it. I'm going.
Yeah.
Going to take a shot.
I'm ahead. I might as well just bet the $100 that I said I was going to walk out ahead with.
Yeah.
And you played it.
I did. And I went, got a...
And yeah.
Yeah. That says it all right
there. I got a 14. Dealer was showing a 2.
That's right. This is the craziest part of the story. Listen to this.
Are you playing blackjack?
Yeah. Listen to this. This is amazing.
Got a 14. Dealer was showing a 2. Obviously, right. You stay.
You wave it off.
Wave it off. Or there, it's the one where you actually... The cards don't go face up. It's kind of different.
Yeah, normally, 50 and above, you do cards down.
Yeah. But I go, slid the cards in. I'm thinking, okay. Dealer flips over.
You're like, sir, you can't fold.
That's what I was thinking. It's like slid in. I was like, I thought we were playing blackjack.
Hey, I'm out. Give my money back.
And I go and
maybe this is why you lost your money.
No. Guy goes, flips over, has a 12. I'm thinking, okay, cool.
Game time.
Cool.
Pull a 10. It's over.
Yeah. Flips an 8. And the guy just goes and he's like, 20.
What were the? You remember the cards?
From
12, because it was. You said it was like two different cards. You told me last night it was. He had a 10 and a 2, and then he flipped two more cards that equaled 20. Right.
He ended up getting a 20. No, he ended up getting a 20.
So did he pull an 8, or did he pull like two other like two fours?
I think he ended up pulling an 8. Oh, in all honesty.
Still. Well, I mean, you would have been. You see, the thing is, you can't hit on that. You
yeah, obviously. Screwed. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, then
you
I go.
The right move. You did exactly what I would have done.
Yeah. Then I go. Went to a $10 table and.
And cleaned house.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Was, oh yeah.
Oh, I went on a
casino.
Yeah.
He went on a. He went on a run.
I went on a very nice run of about. For about.
Mind you, he was down $100 and came back up over his $100, and then so he took his 75, or 60 or whatever, put it on the table. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And he puts it on there and he goes, I'm just going to play it.
Yeah.
And exactly what we talked about on last episode, what you don't do.
Yeah. You never go and try to gamble yourself out of a hole.
But
it worked.
It was a good time.
It worked.
And he came out ahead.
Yes.
Last time I played 21, played $10 tables.
Sat down. 21. What are we playing, basketball outside with our friends?
I don't know. I thought 13? We were just playing poker / blackjack / fucking craps. You know, whatever.
But you guys are gonna learn. If you start giving Chris crap, he's just gonna start rambling and tell you all the shit that he's. Yep. Anyways, what were you saying?
Played, sat down $200.
You're playing BJ.
Yeah, playing basketball baseball.
Great move.
Yeah, oh, fucking
move.
I.
Great move.
And sat down, $10 hands. Didn't win a fucking hand. Lost every goddamn hand in a row.
But you know how to play?
Yeah.
Like, you know the betting strategy? Yeah. Wow, that's really weird.
It sucked.
I've had that happen before.
I guess my first couple hands were like that. I just was getting raped.
Yeah. I've had that happen before. Go, and I took $100 to a $5 table. Didn't win a single hand. Sat down at a $25 table with $100. Won $800 in 4 minutes.
That's a good time.
Me and a friend sat down. He won just about every goddamn hand. I lost every goddamn hand. I was like, fuck this game.
I'm over it.
You're like, this is stupid.
Yeah, that's why blackjack is a beautiful beast, because like last night, it's like, no. The house is not, you're not taking me. You know what I mean?
I know what I'm doing. Keep going back to that chef, Nick. You're not getting to me.
Yeah, you're not getting to me. I still got to find that clip, because literally, if you guys haven't watched Chef yet from our first episode,
we're not playing it.
Did we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was too short.
Yeah,
I think it was really short.
I think it was the only thing that was just like, you're not getting to me.
And then it cut off. Yeah. Anyways, go watch Chef still. Support Jon Favreau. So staying on the gambling thing like we do here, I guess, on every episode lately. Legal sports gambling.
Legal sports gambling.
Everywhere.
It's
around the USA.
It is a good day to be a degenerate gambler.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I did not know about this.
Supreme Court went and deemed the rule of a sports betting ban outside of Vegas to be
in Atlantic City.
It's not in Atlantic City.
Oh, it's not?
No, never has been.
Don't look at me like a prick.
So it's been Vegas.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, obviously. No, I'm just saying it. But
you're lucky I'm in a higher chair than you are. I feel really looked down upon right now. Jesus.
But they deemed
it in his face.
But
no, sir. Sir, sir, sit down, sir.
But they deemed it unconstitutional. Now every state, it's kind of like weed, can rule whether they can make it legal or not. So there are states that knew that this was going to be coming down the pipe, so they had already set it up. States like Massachusetts, Iowa, West Virginia, Oklahoma. They're saying Massachusetts could within...
Massachusetts.
Boston.
Oh, my God.
but they're saying they could have it running within, like, 2 weeks.
So they were already building?
Yeah, like 2 weeks to a month.
Ooh, genius.
Yeah.
So they knew it was coming, started building buildings.
Yeah.
To be able to
house. Having the laws.
Do they have casinos, or is this just a sports book?
And no, I mean, it all depends. What I think it'll depend on certain states, like Pennsylvania, they're saying, could go and do it. Mm-hmm. Some states could go set up like an app, like
so
they have
for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, like all of those, Pennsylvania, New York, because they have such strict laws on everything that they have. I mean, their gun laws are outrageous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's crazy with gambling that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, but if you think about Pennsylvania, I think it's been within the last 20 years, have casinos, allow online poker, allow daily fantasy sports, and now allow legal sports betting. So there's a chance I'm going to be moving to Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice. Cool. Well, we'll do the podcast from there.
Just to go and lose the rest of my money I have. But the thing is...
So lay that out then for the people that don't know, like Chris, and sort of myself. What does that mean? Like, what have we been missing that we're now about to gain?
The best way, I think, the biggest thing that people are looking at is they saw the effects that the weed had in terms of the tax money that it's going to create.
The revenue it's generating.
Yeah, the revenue it's going to generate, in my opinion, this might be a hot take, I think it's going to end up surpassing weed.
I think we're going to have to not say hot take, just because, I mean, I think they own it. We can't. I'm just kidding.
Steaming
hot load.
Steaming.
There you go. That's what you need to go with.
Oh my God, Chris. We've missed you, buddy.
The off
missed
my chest take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about that? On brand.
Yeah, we're good.
But yeah, I think it'll go and end up surpassing weed with the amount of tax revenue that it's going to end up.
You think there's that many people that want to gamble?
Yes.
I think, I mean, if you think about it, there, it's a $400 billion industry.
No, I get the money. I'm just talking about what it's going to do. One, it's going to take away from, like, Vegas, obviously, if that's the only place, which I didn't know. I thought it was two places. Mm. I thought it was there in Atlantic City. Excuse me. And then that's going to take revenue away from them. Not that it's going to hurt them. Vegas is always going to be Vegas. But I just don't see mom and pop, you know, like, oh, let's go bet on this game. You know what I mean? Like, if it hasn't been a thing, so why would it be a thing? Maybe in a couple years, not even a couple years, like 10 years from now, where, like, kids are like, oh, it's just normal.
Yeah.
Like, weed now is just, like, it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Where it used to be when I was growing up, it's a huge stigma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Growing up in San Diego, but I just don't see it being, like, a huge payoff immediately.
Before, if you wanted to bet on sports, you could do that through the internet. I mean, just... Your IP address had to be based out of Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you go and you have that interesting thing of if you go
and do a bookie.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah. My legs want to be broken. Totally.
No. I'm just saying is people don't like. I mean, of all the money that's bet on the.
Wait, can we go back to this? How do you get a Vegas IP? How does that work?
No. You can go. And you can bet online through websites like...
That are housed there.
There was one, like sportsbook.com, that was one.
Yeah.
That was...
Did it get closed down, Chris, because it was illegal?
No, I don't know.
So it's still open?
But I mean,
so, yeah.
Yeah, you can go, you could bet on stuff like it's Five Dimes, a lot of stuff that's based overseas.
Okay.
And what the bad part is, though, is that the way you put money on is... Like,
so, wait, someone's ripping somebody off. Like, you're not getting your payout?
No. Oh, well, that can be a risk.
Has that happened to you?
No, but...
Because you do a lot of online betting.
I don't do like nearly
bet,
as much...
You bet whether, like, the commercial, the person's going to wipe the cloth right to left or left to right.
I don't do nearly...
some weird shit.
I don't do nearly as much sports betting as I used to. But the thing is... If you go and you put money onto an online sports book, a lot of times if you can use a debit card, but the bad part will be is if you go and if you put like how much ever on, like say $100,
mm-hmm.
they'll charge you the service fee or whatever, and you look and it'll show on your credit or your debit card statement that you bought like stock in a Taiwanese toy company.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I went and I got
not risky at all.
But no, I went and got a check and the bad I was playing online poker and won like $500 or something. I went cashed out, and the bad part is when you get the check, it says when you cash it out, don't tell them where you got it from.
So how do you get away with that?
Well,
because normally you go to a bank, you have to have. I mean, I guess it's paid to you, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
as long as the check doesn't bounce.
Yeah, but the one that I got was from like the National Bank in Canada.
What the?
Yeah, but I go into my head. I'm sitting there trying to make up a story in my head, thinking like, okay, like what am I? How am I going to do this or whatever? And sure. I go and walk in, and there was some young kid there, goes and looks, and he kind of went, looked at the check, was going cashing it in, and he goes, and in the middle of cashing, it goes and said, so, who'd you bet on?
No.
Yeah. And he goes, and he looks, and he's like, don't worry, man. I'm like, oh, thank God.
I got to find this kid every time.
But yeah. Nice. Yeah. But the thing is it's weird. The one state you always would figure that would have gambling is Texas. Sure. Texas does not have any casinos.
Yeah, you were talking about this when we were out the other night.
Yeah.
That it's not even, like, nothing. Oops.
No casinos, no Indian casinos, no...
Which is what I said. I said, did we not take land... that sounds terrible. I mean, did America, we, as in... Wow, I'm going to get a lot of shit for that.
This is going downhill quick.
Yeah. No, but taking land, did, I mean, there was a lot of population of Native Americans, if we, is that the right term now? Mm-hmm. There's like, anyways, you
it's
know
probably
what I
changed
mean.
Already.
Yeah, yeah. But my point is like, that's what they do. Like, that they open, because that's how they make their income, is from that, a lot of it anyway.
Yeah.
On a lot of reservations that are big enough.
Yeah.
Stop saying yeah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, so how does that, how does that not happen there? Wow.
Everyone's, you just queef.
You're stop with that. Just because it worked on the last one, bro.
Worked again.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Callback.
Yeah.
No, they had him up until the 80s, and then the governor deemed him illegal, and he...
What? When? The 80s?
80s.
Dude, it's 2018. They haven't... Nobody's come up, and there's not one young kid that's like, come on, man, it's time. I mean, that's a lot of revenue.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. I mean, I think that is an untapped gambling market. If you go...
You think Texans are just waiting? Or Texans are like... Or the all the oil billionaires, I guess, are just going to Vegas.
Let's say I have 1/16th Native American in me and go open a casino.
Cha-ching, you can do that?
Hoping so.
you're waiting on your blood test to get back.
Fucking A.
But the thing is that it's not allowed, period, in the state.
No, I'm just saying, but with as popular as football is, can you imagine how much money they'd make
I'm sure
from
the side bets and stuff? I mean,
oh yeah, there was a story about a
you know about illegal activity, Alex.
There was a story about an old poker player. He went to a high school football game, and he sat there, didn't know either high school team, went and bet $100,000 in like the '70s on a high school game.
Jesus,
no,
yeah,
there ain't no way. Well, staying on gambling, guys, because I know you want to hear about it. Alex has some sweet news from his favorite, well, second favorite, first favorite,
second.
Well, I mean, now they're definitely not sponsoring you. FanDuel, how much was it?
$53,000.
Highest ever?
Highest. It was the highest.
On all of online?
Yeah, and the highest ever in terms of the direct buy-in. If you, they have, DraftKings, FanDuel will have what are known as live finals, which are like their
champion. The spelling bee.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There are championships. You
the
have
Indian
to,
kid wins, by the way. No, wrong one.
The red dot.
The 7-Eleven.
Red dot, not feather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was the, for the live finals, the total might be like...
Finals of what?
For every sport, like football, basketball, for...
I know, what was this buy-in for?
Oh, the buy-in was just a direct buy-in. It was for a baseball contest. So it was the highest direct buy-in.
So you're only playing with people that can bet $53,000 or above?
Yes.
Jesus.
And the crazy thing is, if you think...
In one bet.
And
that's,
one,
not, that's not even saying about anything else. That's just to get into it.
Yes, just to get into it.
Nah.
It's out of my league. Yeah, I'm out.
And the crazy thing is the guys who will go and do that are guys that
in
play.
The words of Jeff Rosson from Animal House. Good luck, everybody. Oh, no, that's not Animal House. That's
I was about to say.
What is that from? He's going to kill me for not knowing that. Anyways, I'll find the clip.
Me.
You
yeah.
know I will. Don't worry about it. I'll find it.
You're rolling.
Good luck, everybody.
Anyways, I found it.
Little side note, it was Vegas vacation.
So screw all of you with all of your jokes while all that time had passed. Again, you guys don't hear that, but these guys are. Well, guys, this is a great podcast. It's really fun hanging out with you. Thank you for coming to the Off My Chest podcast. My name is Bryce Meehan, and it's really fun hanging with you. Anyways.
Short.
So, yeah. So $53,000 just to get in the game.
Yes.
And then that's for baseball of like, this is a single game, this is a season.
No. It was a single slate. So say, like, today I'm playing...
Talking fantasy?
Yeah. Daily
oh, okay.
fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll end up being, say, like, there are 10 games. And you go and you pick out of those. And
yeah.
whoever, you know, picks the best team, then they go and win. I want to say it was like...
How many people bought in? Do you know that number?
30
people paid $53,000.
Yeah.
Let me do some quick math here.
Winner won...
Nope. What?
$750,000, I think.
Wrong. 53,000 times 30 is $1,590,000.
You got to understand, it's not a winner-take-all.
What?
It's not a winner-take-all.
Oh, first, second, third.
It'll be like first, second, third, and then, you know, every...
How much did they win then?
$750,000
again from your high chair. What was it?
$750,000
Didn't mean to interrupt your podcast. My fault.
Screw you both. I've got the high chair. You actually looking down on all. Of
Chris is literally the tallest person in the room and sitting in the tallest chair in here. It's freaking amazing.
I'm in the big boy chair.
Okay. So, what was the take home?
It's a lot of money.
You don't remember what it was? Something crazy.
You said like $750,000 something like
oh,
that.
Oh, so $750,000, $750,000, $750,000 Yeah,
not a bad payout for 53 Ooh, grand.
Not a bad day.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Speaking of payouts that were supposed to happen, Reuben Foster's ex girlfriend just got found out. I guess
she was a spiteful bitch.
Yeah, spiteful, and then you did the wrong thing under oath.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. for all of you that don't know, the best. She went and she said that Reuben Foster, who played linebacker for the 49ers, beat her, threatened to kill her.
We've all been there.
The usual stuff.
Every day.
Yeah. And they got under, she got under oath, and the lawyer's like, okay, can you tell us what happened? And she just decided, she's like, well, I was mad that he broke up with me, so I made the whole thing up.
No, I didn't hear it came out like that. Okay, so she literally was on the stand.
Yes.
And was like, you know what? I was wrong.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, all the money you spent. I just, my thing is about that I would be pissed about is how much money I spent on the lawyer to defend my ass. Yeah. I mean, that's so, you're not getting that back.
No.
It's like you're talking like $300 an hour at that level for a lawyer that he's got a legal team that he's paying. Yeah, no.
I thought about
So, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I would have loved if he would have stood
at
up.
At that point, I'm hitting a bitch. I'm just kidding. No, I'm sorry. I don't.
He drops her and be like, okay, now you can charge me.
Totally sold myself.
Now you can charge me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it how you want.
You
no, I'm sorry. That's fucking
you
ridiculous.
You want to know what fucking pain is like? Yeah. Here's a hit.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
What did the judge say? Do we know?
Case dismissed.
That's it?
Yeah.
He didn't give the girl anything?
A lot today.
Yeah, it was case.
If you drank Bud Light, you wouldn't be burping like that.
Yeah, it's that watered down shit.
What'd you say, buddy?
I said it's that watered down shit.
The Heberts love Coors Light, which I still, I know your pops is listening, your mom's listening. I don't get it. Can we go on a tangent about this a little bit? We live in Missouri, and I'm not from here, right? I wasn't even born here, but I love this city. My family's from this city. I've met great friends in this city.
Oh, am I included in that?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
I didn't mean to point at you. It was the person behind you.
Motioned over this way.
No, it was the closet.
All right, making sure.
I want him to answer me through an email next time I see him. Why did Coors Light come into their life? I know I came into your life. It's like being a Browns fan and you just don't have a choice. Like, you just grew up there, right? Who else are you going to like? That beer. Remember the first podcast that we did where you literally said...
Coors Light, if you want to sponsor us...
No, he said that, but then he said it was basically like... There's a poor old woman working there that they don't pay good wages and like.
Okay, if you're gonna go and quote me, please quote me correctly.
Oh, I can quote you correctly right now. Watch this. See, that's a good segue. You see what I did there?
Our sponsors today are Coors. The greatest beer on earth, Coors Light. Coors Light. If you ever hear this, please sponsor our show. We will take either money or a lifetime supply of Coors Light. I feel like I have gone through. Me and my parents have kept at least. Some poor single mom working in the brewery, employed for
like,
the
now
last...
you're making it seem like they're a terrible place to work.
I take that back. Please don't hate me. Please don't cut off my supply of Coors Light.
Thing is what? Quote you, right?
Yeah, I can quote verbatim what it said on there.
Hit me with it.
Coors Light. Me and my family have drank enough Coors Light to go and help support a poor single mother who works there. I wasn't claiming.
How does that not sound fucking terrible?
I wasn't claiming. I wasn't claiming.
You said a poor single mother, which literally says that she is not making enough money for working for Coors Light.
I'm not implying the money that she's making. I am implying and going and shouting out all of the single mothers who have to go and raise children out there without deadbeat parent fathers.
Fuck. Shit. This is my favorite part. Keep going. Keep going. This is good shit.
You should and come with us to the strip club and see some of these single mothers.
How's the shovel for digging yourself out of this hole? Would you like another one?
Speechless.
Good podcast material, I know.
This is great. This is I'm going to love editing this. I'm going to change your words around. People don't even know what you're saying. Okay, so we talked about Ronan Farrow and then why you like Coors Light, even though you still haven't given an answer.
Why not?
I'm sure that's what they say, too, when they're making it. Why not? Somebody will buy it.
People buy PBR.
PBR is better than Coors Light. Don't start this argument. You will lose.
PBR? Natty yes. Light?
No, I would not claim Natty Light over Coors Light, but I would rather not drink at all. I would literally stop drinking than to drink what you're putting in your mouth right now.
Okay.
And it's not more, a Coors Light. And it's not a Coors Light can.
Okay. More than me. To all of our gay listeners out there, that would have been a dick joke, and I support everyone that is out there and who is gay. We want to go and we want to be the supportive, inclusive podcast.
Why do you always start screaming when you have a message?
I don't know.
You know what it is? I think I figured it out. Literally the other day when I was editing, I was thinking, it's because you come from the background of wrestling. And they start out real soft, and then they get real like, and you're going to love everything I have. That's what happens.
What you going to do, brother?
Yeah, well, only because I edited that thing in last week where the guy's like, you're going to, what's his name? Race?
Harley Race.
Harley Race. And all I could think of, this is Alex. This is not the voice or anything, like that, but this is what happens.
Dick Slater. Kabuki.
So I figured it out. Alex is the wrestler, which I still am super pissed that you're not going to be able to do that trivia show. Have we heard anything about that on another note?
No, I mean, they're done.
It's done.
Gone. They're gone like
Enron. Oh, we talked about this, though. We went out. What? How much could we buy it for?
$1 million.
$1 million bucks.
Yeah.
And it's what was it appraised at?
3.5.
It's a good investment. Yeah. It's a good investment. I'm just saying. That's...
Come on, Farmer John. You got money.
Yeah.
Chris, you got money. Sell my shit.
Yeah. Sell that combine, would you?
Fucking A.
Those that don't know, that weren't listening to the previous, which I'm sorry you didn't, Chris is a farmer from Missouri.
Yeah, catch up, fuckers.
Obviously, he spends a lot of time alone in a cab with nobody around.
It's nice that they have like this GPS auto steer, man. It's really hard
to... So you're not even farming. You're answering. You don't even farm.
Yeah, but it's really hard to masturbate while you're trying to drive a combine. Oh my God. I mean...
Go. Speaking of which, the royal wedding.
It's a very good transition.
Have you seen her? She's gorgeous. Good on him. Uh-huh. I mean, he went. I was listening to NPR the other day.
She's a hard 9, and he's a hard.
He's 40. A hard like 14. Is that what you're gonna say?
He's a 3.
You're gonna look at me and say he's a 3?
He's a ginger.
Excuse me.
He's a.
What do you have against gingers?
I don't. Yeah. You're. Okay, I'm not even going to... It's fine. You're going to look at me. I'm going to go off my first tangent and tell me that Harry is a 3?
Looks 3 being in the royal family makes him a 9.
A 92 is what you meant. Yeah, out of literally 10. That dude is good looking. Would you rather get the first brother? That's who you wanted? Already balding like his pops? Nah. I want the redhead like my mom. Got that cheekbone. Fire crotch. You know what's up.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you always get speechless?
I don't know. I'm just going, and I just gave my general opinion. You two bastards going.
He hasn't even said a word. It's me freaking talking, defending my freaking man's honor.
So did we go and find out who your hall pass is for a man with your wife?
A hall pass for a man? This just took a turn. fuck the royal wedding. For a man.
I mean, he does have that British accent, so it probably makes him 11.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, Right across the board. Oh. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with 14. Can we talk about my hall pass now?
Okay.
Men or women?
Both?
We're going to go around the table.
Sure, why not?
We'll do men first.
That's always something I have in the back of my head. I'm like, man.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, is we all have the tendencies, and I don't care what anyone says, there are some dudes that I'm like, Jesus, I wish I looked like that dude.
There are some definitely.
Just chiseled out. And that's the thing, sometimes I'm not even into the chiseled out thing. Listen to me.
What do you look for in
this,
a man?
This is why my wife is always like, when we're out, she's always going, she's like, why do gay guys always talk to you? And I'm like, I don't know, I put out that vibe. I'm a big fan right now. I just watched the thing with Ryan Reynolds. He's kind of got my heart right now. His wittiness, his perfectly, you know, just trimmed beard, which is always a great thing for me.
He's Canadian, so you'd know he'd be really nice.
He is really nice. I mean, just everybody I've seen him interview with, he just seems very genuine. Plus, his Twitter is hilarious.
Oh,
the way
great.
He treats his children cracks me up. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Chris, who you got?
I would probably go with a threesome with...
Three? No, no, no. It's not three. Oh, you're two dudes.
Yeah, two dudes. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know I'm in there then.
Yeah. Pitt and Beckham. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt?
Oh, yeah.
See, I never got the draw of Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt Fight Club?
Ooh. Okay, Brad Pitt Fight Club. Ooh. Chiseled? No, no, no.
No, no, no. I'm talking Troy. I mean, just ooh. Solid cut.
No, no, no. I'm talking Brad Pitt.
And this...
Pikey Snatch. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta bring a fucker like that. Yeah, no, no, no. That Brad Pitt, I'm down. But Fight Club, yeah. I never got the draw. Beckham, all fucking day long. Tattoos, sweet swooping hair with his great barber that did his stuff. Plus, he was an amazing football player. Ugh.
That's just soccer here in America.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I just watched a video of him on his last game. Coming off the field and he was crying. It made me so sad. It was 5 years ago today. Or not today, but a while ago. I was on somebody's timeline and whatever. Okay. I watch people's timelines. Anyways, up to you.
Well.
Please. You already had the answer 8 minutes ago. That's why you brought up the question.
You know, Reynolds was first married to Alanis Morissette.
Really?
Yeah, that was his first wife. This
ain't real.
Really?
I'm looking. Go ahead. Who you got? I'm going to look right now. Ryan Reynolds.
Sean Connery.
Why do you always go so old school?
You like
everyone,
the,
everyone
you
thinks,
like the old gray
everyone
bush, huh?
Thinks you're like 52 years old.
James Bond, Sean Connery.
Ryan Reynolds, Alanis.
He was a good looking man.
Sean Connery then, Sean Connery now.
Then.
Oh, okay. He stressed that so quickly.
Then.
I like the most.
Oh, my God,
balls.
He's right.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette opens up in a song about her split from Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, you got the ugly one out of the way early.
I think Alanis Morissette's very pretty.
Really?
Here's why I think she's pretty. Again, this goes back to the musician thing. Her songwriting ability and playing ability is... It's like the accent thing. Like, it takes that... Like, oh, you're a six... No, you're like an eight now. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. Look at that. That's a good picture. Oh, please. I've seen some of your ladies. Don't even try this.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely fuck her. I mean, I'd drop a deuce on her chest, definitely. But, I mean,
God, we're getting flagged for this episode.
Would I want to be seen every day with it? Not particularly.
We're going to be split-screen on CNN with a blogger tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I would. Alanis, if you're listening, please let's write some music together. I would love to.
If you're in for having a deuce dropped on you, hit us up.
I hear TJ's into that.
Don't say hit us up. You're turning into TJ.
Sorry, hit me up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Hit me up. I don't have one.
Huh?
I don't have one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Facebook?
Here it is for Dakota. Okay.
I mean,
I'm off the grid.
Yeah. No, you totally are not.
Facebook? Address? Social security number? Something so people can get a hold of you?
Can we move on? I want to talk about these women.
Okay,
hall
what?
Hall passes.
Okay.
Even though both of you don't even have to get hall passes. Like, you can literally just do what you want.
Yeah, I don't think ScarJo is going to go for farm from the Midwest, though. So,
who?
ScarJo.
Oh, you're on that good of terms? You call her Scarlett Johansson by ScarJo? Is that who you meant, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was maybe a mix of Al Pacino and somebody else. Scarface. And...
Ooh, Al Pacino's up there.
No. So you're saying Scarlett Johansson, right out the gate.
Oh, she'd be up there, yeah.
Who you got?
You can go with yours.
You know who I'm going to say. Anna Kendrick. All.
Oh, yeah.
We did have this conversation.
Be up there too,
there.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick is... Anna Kendrick... let me... Oop. Wow. Anna Kendrick...
Watch out.
...is probably second Ashley. Actually, Elizabeth Shue still has my heart. Elizabeth Shue, for those who don't know, was the female lead in Cocktail. Elizabeth Shue,
yep.
Babysitter's Club.
I think she does CSI now, I think.
I don't care what she does. it's all amazing. She was in Hamlet 2 as Elizabeth Shue, which was even more amazing. It's not Babysitter's Club. What was it called? What's the one where they're like running around the city with the kids? They're trying to get to the dinner party with their parents. Are you looking it up right now?
I couldn't picture who Elizabeth Shue was. I was trying to look up a picture.
Yeah, and now what do you think? Gore.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
She's American home down pretty.
She looks girl next door pretty.
That's what... Thank you.
That's kind of what he just said.
I appreciate your synonyms. So who you got?
It's going to be off the grid a little bit, but this me personally, it's a girl by the name of Carly Schroeder.
Mm-mm.
I'll,
who is it? I'll Google it. Is it K or C?
C.
Ooh, okay. So she's not a stripper. S-C-H?
Yeah.
Is this girl from like The Hills or something?
No.
Carly Brooke Schroeder is an American film and television actress. She is best known for playing Serena Baldwin, the daughter of Scotty Baldwin and Lucy Coe in General Hospital spinoff Port Charles. Say what?
Just look at the picture.
Okay, let me look at the picture.
Is that how you're spending your day, is watching
You know who she
operas?
Reminds me of? Yeah. Allison Brie. Is that a porn star? I just gave myself up.
Probably.
Allison, who's the blonde that looks like her with a really bright eye? She was in She's Out of My League.
Hayden Panettiere?
No, let's see. Or, no, what's the one with TJ Miller? Yeah, She's Out of My League.
Oh,
yeah, I know who you're, yeah, all right.
I know who you're talking about.
Alice Eve. I totally just probably named her a freaking porn lady. I wasn't even close. Did I say Alice? Did I even say Alice? Okay.
Allison.
Alice Eve. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's all right,
cute.
So here's my list. Elizabeth Shue, super close second because of her beautiful singing voice, Anna Kendrick. And then I'm going Alice Eve all day long.
Anna Kendrick could sing you into a boner.
If I saw Anna Kendrick, and I am so glad I didn't meet her when I lived in Los Angeles, I would have put on so many moves to try and figure out how to figure it out. I would have done it all day long. I would have been the creep engineer. I'm not even lying to you. I would have done it.
Hi, I'm John Waters, and this is The Creep.
When you're out at a club and you see a fly girl, do the creep. And do the creep.
I'm digging a hole for myself today. Anyways, those are my three. Cool. I knew everybody was worried about that. So back to the royal wedding. Anything? Anybody got anything to say about it? Besides that she's actually, I'm really glad that, I was gonna say something that was going to make me sound really bad. I'm really glad that she is not like she should be, if that makes sense. Like, just like, keep wanting to call him Charles, but his name's not Charles. Harry? What's Harry's brother?
William?
William.
Yeah.
Thank you. Charles is his dad. Like, William was more like she was English. Like, this girl is American, half black, half Asian. Is that what she is? Or half white?
I thought she was half white.
Is, either way, yeah. She's gorgeous. Yeah,
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of her boobs online.
What?
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
I was like, let's look that up.
Anyways, guys, look that up. What's her name?
Meghan Markle.
You are the creep of the group. I don't care what anyone says. He just said, okay, it's fine. All right, going from royal wedding, can we talk about our Royals in Kansas City?
We won last night.
We did.
Against the Yankees. Night.
Finally.
Woo! The Yanks. Aaron Judge. Right? What's he doing? Nothing. Week 6-10. I shouldn't talk that big.
Going into New York and just slinging his dick around wherever he wants.
Why are you on his side? We're literally talking about our Royals.
I'm just trying to make general podcast conversation.
About slinging dicks?
Gosh. Yeah, but you're probably right, though. He probably kills. Yeah. He's hot. I thought we were going on the gay thing, like we're here for the gay community.
No, I'm just saying, Yankee.
Call in and tell us about what you guys think.
Yankee, New York. Look what.
Hey, who's your favorite Yankee? Sorry, Tommy Boy. Never mind. Or is that Black Sheep? That's Black Sheep.
No,
it's Tommy Boy. It's Tommy Boy.
It's Tommy Boy. Yeah, yeah,
it's because
yeah.
They're traveling around in the cars, right? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Where he finds them. He's all, Tommy, don't do the gym thing.
Is it alfalfa?
Yeah.
Or is it Yankee?
No, it's Spanky. That's the is little rascals.
Yeah.
He asked him a whole series of questions. Yeah. Royals winning. What do you think? Nothing? Come on, sports man. That's why you're here.
I don't think it'll stand. I mean, I don't think we'll...
What do you think we're going to do tonight?
Considering...
What time's the game?
6:10.
Yeah.
6:10.
Considering the fact that Duffy's pitching tonight. And
Duffy's pitching?
Duffy's pitching.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, we're going to get...
Concurred.
We're going to get...
Listen to my gavel. Yeah, that's me saying I believe you.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous. Considering the fact of...
He'll pitch 5 good ones, and then he'll ruin it. Because that's what always happens.
He reminds me of Luke Hochaver for this reason.
I don't know who that is.
Luke Hochaver was a former pitcher for the Royals.
Uh-huh.
He would go and... He could go and pitch... He'd have one bad inning.
When what year is this?
I mean, he got drafted. He was first pick in 2010, and then wasn't really a good starter. Ended up going into the bullpen.
I guess I wasn't here, yeah.
Ended up going to the bullpen and was a good reliever for us when we were going to the World Series. And if you look at it, he could have where he'd pitch 6 great innings, mm-hmm. but one of those innings, or, 5 good innings, but one of those innings he'd give up 7 runs.
That's Duffy.
He just couldn't. That's Duffy. He just couldn't put it all together.
Yeah,
that was the bad part. So
yeah, and then we don't take him out soon enough. That's my thing that kills me. Yeah. It's like you know what's going to happen.
Well, he's our highest paid pitcher. That's the bad part.
How much is he worth?
$15 million.
I love you, man. Jesus,
I think it's. I think I think it's 15 a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I took a wrong turn somewhere in my life.
You couldn't have been a pitcher, dude. There ain't no way.
Sports.
You're definitely a catcher.
Oh, no. I'm definitely the pitcher. Yeah. I am a power top all day long.
You're a power bottom for days.
Power top all day long.
Come here, baby.
Since we're back on the gay thing.
It's not gay, okay? It's normal. See, that's my thing about all this. There doesn't need to be a difference. There shouldn't be a difference. It's love is love. Like Lin Miranda said when he gave his speech. Love is love is love is love is love is love is love. That's all I gotta say. Here's that speech.
And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony. Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
Here's Derek Jeter's dating. They created a starting 9 for him.
Oh my God.
What?
He's starting 9 for him. It's fucking insane.
He dated Tyra Banks?
Yeah. Back when Tyra Banks was hot before she was
Minka
crazy.
Kelly, Tyra Banks, Hannah Davis is a pitcher, Vanessa Manillo is third base, Scarlett Johansson, shortstop.
Fucking A.
Oh, he was inside ScarJo. Oh. Be jealous. Mariah Carey, left field. Definitely fucking left field. Actually, she needs to be right field. Get the fuck out of here. Jessica Biel?
Yep.
Oh, she's up there, too, on my list.
And Jessica Alba. He had both Jessicas?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
How does Justin feel about that?
I wouldn't even worry about
the Tim,
safety.
How does the Timberlake feel about that? That he's been inside. He cares. Was that a dance move that you just did?
I am white, so I cannot dance.
Whoa! I resent everything you just said. I am white, and I can move like the beat flows through me, but because it used to. But anyways, don't ever say that again about white people. We're getting enough shit right now. Okay,
it's been a tough year for us.
Yeah. Well, staying in the Kansas City motif, we are getting, or there's talks finally and again, that we might be getting an NBA team here.
Yes. On 610, yesterday.
Tell people what 610 is.
610 is a local sports.
It's a what?
610 is a local. Are we good?
Come on, get it out.
Yeah.
610 is
today, Junior.
Today, Junior.
Today, Junior.
TJ, I miss you.
Yeah, because oh man, we did rake on TJ the whole time.
A little
and now
bit
we're on you.
A little bit.
Okay.
610 is a local sports radio show.
That it is,
and there was a NBA higher up who said that Kansas City is in line for getting one of the next NBA.
Do you really think we'll get one?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I just know, like, you know, since the Sprint Center's been here, that's what, 2007, the day it was the year it was finished, and they've been talking about that forever because they have the basketball museum. Yeah.
It's been
a long time
and yeah, worked for a long time.
But the thing is there's
my thing is, do you think they would be supported like they are in other cities?
The only thing that I'm thinking is, with how much money Sprint Center makes on concerts,
so much on concerts.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, because you're gonna step because that schedule's insane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean that's
and here's mine. They got to figure out parking because you can't have that. I mean, going to a concert down there, like we went to Kevin Hart, and it was outrageous.
Oh,
trying
yeah
to get around down there.
Yeah, anything down there yeah is insane.
I mean, Garth Brooks, I prepared for it. Like
when we went to Garth Brooks, I mean, it was nuts.
Dude, do we Uber? Or no, we got dropped off.
No, Lauren drove.
Dropped us off. Yeah. So we didn't have to park.
I was supposed to go to the Garth Brooks concert.
Well, there was like 18. How did you miss one? I went four times.
Well, I was supposed to go, but something happened. I think I got a slight.
Were you grounded?
No, I think I got a slight concussion.
From what?
Is
that when you hit your head?
Yeah. Yeah, that me, my happens mom, my dad, guy
hand
that...
Hand. If you hit your head, you get a concussion. Sometimes.
Shut the guy tell his story.
Guy, me and dad work with, and his wife were going to go, and we were down...
It sounds like the beginning of a great story.
And we were downstairs in this guy's basement.
Even better.
And we went, and we were just sitting there, and he was showing us around, because we'd never been to his house. And I go, and I wasn't paying attention, seeing
this is our pit.
And there was a low, thing, and I went, and I smacked
my... Did you
my
turn? Or you just walk straight into it?
No, I was looking, and I caught the side of my head right there, and it about dropped me. And I'm sitting, his dad was going to go, and this guy's dad was going to go and drop us off, and then pick us up. And I'm sitting in the car, and I'm
You gave up the tickets? You power through, son.
I was about ready to...
It is Garth Brooks.
Time to rally, son.
Yeah. I was dizzy and about ready to throw up.
Then you throw up at the concert. At least you were there. Oh, man. That sucks, though.
Yeah.
What did you guys do with your tickets?
They just...
Did your parents end up going without you?
Yeah.
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 That's what happened.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, they didn't waste any time on me.
Yeah, my mom loves Garth Brooks. She goes, she's like, I hope you're okay, but grandma's going to come pick you up. We're going to go to the concert.
Dude,
And I looked and I'm like, thanks.
It was so good, right?
It's good shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're talking about concert. We got spin off. So, yeah, that's my thing is like the scheduling ability. Would we bring somebody here or would they start a whole new team?
That's kind of the thing. I mean, you would think if you go and you transfer a...
Like Raiders going to Vegas kind of thing.
Kind of thing, yeah. If you go and you transfer a franchise, it's going to be a franchise
who... Give me your guess, Rain Man.
Orlando.
You think so?
Orlando Magic. I'd say the Orlando Magic. just because their attendance really isn't great. And then
what
maybe
about Charlotte?
Well, Charlotte already. Well, Charlotte got. That's their second version of that franchise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it got a revamp.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, Charlotte Hornets ended up moving to New Orleans, where the New Orleans Hornets, and then became the New Orleans Pelicans, and then Charlotte went and got a new version of, or got another, you know, a new team
That's
with the
saying,
New Orleans Hornets. Yeah,
because it's not really working.
Yeah, I mean, if that was my guess.
I never hear about them in any.
I mean, if that was my guess, I'd go and I'd say Orlando Magic just because their attendance really isn't good. And
I guess now that you say that, I really haven't seen much out of them as well. I mean, it was like St. Louis going to L.A. You know, it's like they were there, but
they were there originally.
I know. I'm talking about like their ability to play on the field.
Yeah, I mean,
you're losing money. It's time to sell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the when that happened, there were so many people saying they were giving up such a great history in St. Louis. I'm like they were there 22 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not it.
Started in L.A.
I mean, the thing is you know,
what about San Diego? That's a big topic for a lot of people, especially me that growing up there. And I was a Chiefs fan, but everybody I knew was a San Diego Chargers fan. And I still have friends that are pissed that
they
not
moved.
Oh, yeah, man.
They spent their first year of existence was in L.A., though.
Their first year in existence. Okay. Yeah. And then you spent the rest of your entire franchise history in
San Diego
at Qualcomm Stadium.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't know they started out in L.A.
Yeah. Started in L.A., then went to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. After 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, what does that do for anybody?
Well, hell, the Cardinals started in Chicago.
Chicago. God, I love you. I love your brand.
Yeah, they went to Chicago.
It creeps me out, the things he knows.
Yeah, they went to Chicago, then originally. Then they went.
Shout out Chi-Town, we say that every time.
Then they went, good pizza out there. They went and moved to, originally, they were the Phoenix Cardinals, and they changed it to Arizona Cardinals.
No shit.
Well, it's like the Jets. Originally, the Jets were the Titans, so.
Your brain.
I have to say, I wish there was a video here, because every time you talk, I mean, it's like you're trying to give the microphone a mouth hug. I mean, you get really fucking close.
But my thing is his brain. It's creepy.
Right? Oh, yeah. He's like goddamn Rain Man.
Yeah. I know. Rain Man.
Yeah, Rain Man for sports.
It's my favorite nickname I've ever given out to my friends.
Well, thank you.
No, very much. All right. I was going to say on this, I put this in here. What about not getting an NBA team? How do you think a hockey team would do here? Because we have the ability, because they do that on ice escapades thing. Do you think that would work like Vegas did?
I think a hockey team would have a better chance because
of St. Louis?
No, not necessarily. Just because of they've had a history of a hockey team here when they had the Kansas City Scouts, they've had the Kansas City Blades.
Well, we still have a hockey team here. We have the Mavericks.
Yeah, and I agree, and I think that would go and open up a chance of having a local feeder system, because as of right now, the Mavericks are the feeder system for the St. Louis Blues and for the New York Islanders.
Oh, wow.
So, I think, I mean,
I didn't know that. I only knew about the Blues stuff.
Yeah, the Islanders.
I got Chris on a Zamboni at a Mavericks game.
Fucking A, it was awesome.
I told him, I fucking told the guy that he was in from out of town and his dream was right on a Zamboni. And he literally
partially, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do that in Chicago, but yeah.
Yeah, so Chris, sorry.
Did he climb go and say like...
Chris is a diehard Blackhawks fan.
Love him.
Poor guy.
No, he... It makes no sense. He's like one of those guys that doesn't make any sense why he likes the Blackhawks. They were winning. He jumped on the bandwagon. I'm just kidding. I'm a Vegas fan now. I told you, I'm a Knights fan now.
One game away.
They haven't done shit this year. Still rooting for him.
One game away from the finals.
What? Mm-hmm.
The Knights.
The Knights?
Yeah.
Golden Knights. Las Vegas Knights. Golden Knights.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Las
so
Vegas.
What do you mean they ain't doing shit? They winning, son.
Yeah, one game away from the finals, first year of existence.
Mm-hmm.
But how long
have you... when I was there, they
how long
fucking
have you been a Blackhawks fan, though? All your life?
Pretty much, yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, he's giving you shit for that. I mean, the Blackhawks went for 60 years without winning it.
Are you kidding me? I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I bleed more than this fucking dude.
No. I'm just saying. No, when he goes and when he was saying like, oh, you jumped because they were winning. I was thinking.
I've been that way.
No, I was just thinking you go and you got on when like they won the Stanley Cup.
His whole life,
Stanley Cup recently.
No.
Okay. That I can accept.
Okay.
So
whatever. Anyways, so you think it would work here or not?
I do. I think a hockey team would work better than a basketball team. Personally.
Yeah. My thing is like I mean. everybody knows me. I'm a huge Clippers fan that has gone to the wayside. I didn't like the Lakers, so I was a Clippers fan.
No one likes the Lakers.
I mean, a lot of people like the Lakers. I mean, they were used to sell out a ton of shit. But my point is yeah, growing up in San Diego, I wasn't a Lakers fan. Still love the Clippers, even though they've made some terrible decisions. They're doing good, but bad, obviously. Miss you, CP3. Miss you, Blake Griffin. But anyways, I love the NBA. I think it's a great sport, and it's fun to watch, but I also really, really enjoy hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey's just... It's like soccer, or what I call football. There's something about that sport. Like, I love that we have Sporting KC.
Okay.
It's just... You got to be there. A lot of people don't get hockey. It's too fast. Don't know what's going on. They don't understand the game. I feel like this got downhill really quick and got real quiet. Well, moving on. Vegas, speaking of which again, they're getting a new arena.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. It's
not Raiders Stadium.
No. They're getting an arena that is going to be...
A globe.
A globe. People that are familiar with Vegas is going to be behind the Palazzo down near, like, the Venetian. Mm. Thing is,
Miles O'Bull does it.
It is going to be 18,000 seat arena, and like Bryce was saying, complete globe. And
you guys should look at the picture. It's literally a globe, but what Alex was telling me is it's a screen, so they're going to be able to make it look however they want.
Yeah, it is going to be 150,000 square foot, like, you know, screen
projection
inside, and then on the outside it's going to be 540,000 square feet of, you know, they can put stuff on the outside as well. And I mean,
that advertising is going to cost. That's all I think about is the advertising money that's going to come.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. And it's almost as much as what it costs to build the Raiders Stadium, which the Raiders are at $1.8 billion right now, and they're saying it's right about the same.
Yeah.
So, what's it designed for? I mean, $4 billion.
It's going to be for concerts. It's going to be for fights. It's going to be for stuff like that.
UFC's going to hop in there?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Mm. I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, when I saw that, and I'm just like, that'd be insane. Because the thing is if you think about it, that will go and give the arena a chance of selling seats outside.
Oh, nice.
If you think about it,
could show it on the screen.
You know, like the outside, if the place is sold out, go and
everybody does standing.
Standing.
Like we do it like KCPNL.
Yes,
there.
Standing outside.
Nice.
I mean,
KCPNL. Power and Light. KCP. I'm naming our power company. You mean like KCPNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's what I'm talking about.
You mean about the water company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for real. I think that's, I mean, that's what they do at other stadiums around the world.
Yeah.
In arenas.
Yeah.
Either way, I think it's going to be huge. And the fact that it costs that much money is, it's outrageous.
It's amazing the amount of arenas that they have out there, and they're all packed for everything.
All sold out.
Yeah.
I know that you wanted to close this out with someone that's dear to my heart that you found out that I didn't know, but I did know. Mr. Norm MacDonald.
I love Norm.
Norm MacDonald.
Right? Bert Kreischer just did a huge deep dive on him on his Open Tabs podcast. It was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, do we got to talk about the thing that I sent you about his Open Tabs? Where he was doing the video?
No, what happened?
Okay.
The Pornhub thing?
Yeah.
And it goes and showed about his... Yeah, Bert Kreischer got caught with his recently, or most viewed, and most viewed was like Google, Twitter, and Pornhub.
No, someone goes, and if you look on the pictures as well, it goes, and one of his things is MySpace, and one of the comments on Twitter said, the fact that you have MySpace is more disturbing than you having Pornhub.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was great.
That's awesome.
But yeah, the thing about Norm MacDonald is... He is a fascinating individual. Just listening to him.
He's amazing, man.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I mean, you hear just constant stories about him of him and Artie Lang did a movie called...
Artie Lang just got fired.
I saw that. And it's so sad because Artie Lang's such a funny guy, but he is...
He had a problem.
He does.
Has a problem.
Has a problem. Yeah. They were talking about they were going and performing in... Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
Norm got paid $40,000.
That's it?
No. Got for one show, $40,000.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you meant like over a whole thing.
No, I got paid $40,000. And they're outside and walking on the ocean. Norm just took his $40,000. He had it in cash. And he went and just...
What?
Who's walking around 40 grand cash?
And he went, threw it into the ocean.
No.
And Artie looks, he's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I would have just lost it at the tables anyway.
Oh, he's a huge gambler.
Yes.
No wonder you want to talk about him.
No. Well, the thing is, like I said, he's a fascinating individual, but the reason that we brought him up is he hosted the ESPYs, which is like the Oscars of ESPN. And he was on there, and...
Are you saying that for other people?
Yes, I was saying that for
other people. Oh, I thought this was just our thing.
No. No.
I knew we were going global.
No. I was saying that for other people, you know, people who may not go and be sports fans, trying to go and...
Be nice to them. I get it.
Inform them, you know.
I'm not biting your balls. You're fine. Keep going. Jesus, guys. Guys, please write in. Give Alex some positive comments. I give him too much shit, I guess. He gets heartbroken around me.
You're not suicidal, are you?
But
so he threw his money in the ocean?
Yeah.
This is a true story.
Yes.
Backed by?
Well, I mean, it was Artie. Yeah.
Oh. Mr. Heron himself, huh?
Yeah. Well, Artie had a gambling problem himself. Has one.
Yeah.
So, but Norm was on hosting the ESPYs, and he was the last edgy comedian that they've ever really had on there.
Because of him?
Yes. And he went and was talking, and he was like, well, the ESPYs turns 10 today. In four more years, Anthony Mason would have sex with the ESPYs.
Oh my God.
No, two weeks before, Anthony Mason, who was a forward for the Knicks, got caught for banging a 14-year-old girl.
He was there.
Huh? No, he was in court.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You go and you see Anthony Mason was 6'9", 260. See,
that's why he's such the best guy. He didn't give a fuck. He still doesn't.
No, still doesn't.
Can we talk about Norm MacDonald and dirty work? Or do you got some more? Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was getting to the main point. He goes and Charles Woodson just won the Heisman Trophy. Charles Woodson, this would have been 1998 when he won the Heisman Trophy from Michigan. He went and
went on to the Patriots.
He did. Yeah. First guy to ever win the MVP as a special teamer.
Boom.
Even though they ended up losing that Super Bowl. So, against the Packers.
Way to give him a high five, but not a high five.
Well, I'm just saying.
So anyways,
he goes, he's like, Charles Woodson, you had a great college career. You won the Heisman Trophy. No one can ever take that away from you. Well, unless you kill your wife and a Jewish waiter.
Oh my God.
And you see a young Ken Griffey Jr.'s look on his face like.
Oh, they go to Ken Griffey?
Yeah, they go to Ken Griffey like, oh my God.
And what was the basis of that joke?
OJ.
Oh my God. I guess that's the same time.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and that was just...
Never again.
Yeah, never again. Now it's unfunny people like Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon. No one finds Jimmy Fallon as funny as Jimmy Fallon does. I'm sorry.
He laughs at himself a lot.
He does, and it's annoying as shit.
Can we get, though, back... Can we go back to Norm in Dirty Work?
Oh, absolutely.
The best, and that's him and Artie.
Yeah.
Freaking, if you guys haven't seen it.
Last Chris Farley movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is.
Really?
That's the last movie
he did. Beverly Hills Ninja was...
No. Chris Farley was in it.
Because
if you remember, he died like 2 months...
After?
Two months after.
The release or where they were filming?
After they were filming. Directed by Bob Saget.
Wow. Yeah, no, dude, Dirty Work is one of my... That's one of my favorites ever of Don Rickles is him at the movie theater... talking to him and talking to Artie.
You baby gorilla.
Yeah. He's all, why don't you go up to the mountains and stop bothering everybody? why don't you get a horse? Go up into the mountains and stop bothering everybody.
Why don't you get on but a horse and stop bothering people?
Hey, Baskin Robbins just called. They're down to five flavors. We're not going to get a Don Rickles riff.
They said it took them 2 days to film that scene. Because Don would just go on.
Oh, because he could freaking... we're going to get back into Don Rickles' riff. Huh. I'll play that scene. We'll just play that one, and we'll end it with that. Does that sound good?
Right now, I'm going to explain to you my managing style for the benefit of the new guys. So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around? What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
Why don't you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody? Got a personality like a dead moth. Okay, the fun's over. Anybody messes this thing up for me tonight is through. Not only are you fired, your life is over. I'll see to it that you never work again and that you wind up tearing tickets off in Kuwait. Salam alaikum ala kalam ala, and everybody's sucking sand. Nobody messes up. You understand me? Don't mess up.
Okay, why don't you say one more into the mic so I can hear you? All right, what you got?
When they when they did the reviews in Artie Lang's local paper, they said Artie Lang had all the charm of a date rapist.
Oh my!
And
that's him.
Yeah, but they
if you look at pictures of Artie, that's him.
But they looked, and Norm went and called, and he told you know, Artie told Norm what had happened. He's like, hey, man, that's great. A date rapist has to have a lot more charm than a regular rapist.
Oh, my God. That's his comedy, though.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
He reminds me so much of someone like him, and like Doug Stanhope are in the same categories of like.
Have you listened to this new Brennan guy that was on fucking Bert Kreischer who just fucking eats people alive?
Which one?
Chris Brennan or something Brennan. I'm sorry. He's going
to. Kevin Brennan?
Kevin Brennan. Yes.
Wasn't that the guy that.
I don't know. He is the funniest. He doesn't give a fuck. He's got a sweet fucking accent and he just lays into people like Jersey or like New York. And he's just like. Lays into people like doesn't give a shit. He's that guy now.
It's either him or his brother directed.
No, they're in a so they don't like each other. So he just bashes his brother all the
time. I say, wasn't his brother the one that did the Chappelle show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure whether it was him or him or not.
But all right, well, guys, that does it for the Off My Chest podcast. We're gonna go out and continue this sweet party that we're having, and continue to drink.
Well, some of us are.
Yeah. Oh. Alex is not. That's right.
Yeah, Alex got
shout out
curfew.
To your parents. Hey, welcome back from the cruise. We love you. By the time you hear this, Alex has been great. He has not gotten into any trouble that I know of. Now, I don't know what he's done on his own.
Not that we're going to talk about on the podcast.
We are. That's what people want. Anyways, Chris, thank you for being here, my man. You come back and do another one?
Fucking A.
Hopefully you'll start talking some more. Jesus.
Maybe.
Guys, thank you so much, as always. Alex, go ahead and sign him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, as always. Remember, this is a grassroots movement. Tell everyone that you know. And remember, we don't want this to be like the Bay of Pigs. We don't want this to be a slaughter. We want this to be a success. We want this to be
oh my God.
Like the Donald Trump presidency. We want it to come out of nowhere, and we want us to go and be the most popular and talk about people in the world.
Boom.
Peace.
You really going to compare that to the Donald Trump presidency?